Falls W228EP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. In a stunning decision, a New Mexico judge dismissed the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin. CBS's Elise Preston with details.
Alec Baldwin visibly emotional in court, breaking down, hugging his attorneys. This all came after Friday morning. The judge dismissed the jury on supposed to be day three of testimony. Instead, she heard from attorneys after Baldwin's defense claimed prosecutors buried evidence possibly tied to the case. Judge Mary Marlowe Summers put on latex gloves to examine live rounds that the defense believes was intentionally left out of the investigation. The ammunition surfaced years after the shooting, but was never tested to see if it matched live rounds found on set.
At a campaign rally in Detroit, President Biden tried to assure voters he is fit to run for re-election.
I promise you, I'm okay.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe on how the president is trying to move on from the disastrous debate with a focus on the other guy.
By raising concerns about Trump's ties to Project 2025. Launched by the Conservative Heritage Foundation, it includes a 900-page blueprint to overhaul the federal government if Trump wins again. On the agenda, shutting down the Education Department, dropping FDA approval of abortion pills, and a mass deportation of undocumented immigrants.
Meanwhile, former President Trump says he'll soon announce his VP choice. It could come at the GOP convention, which begins on Monday. Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case has been thrown out. The judge cited his lack of transparency. Our Graham Cates is following.
Giuliani is now barred from again pursuing bankruptcy protection for 1 year. Giuliani's financial problems have peaked as his legal troubles have piled up. He's entered not guilty pleas to charges in Georgia and Arizona, stemming from his alleged efforts to undermine the 2020 presidential election results. And Giuliani, who's a former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, was disbarred from practicing law in the state on July 2nd.
The ruling now makes it possible for creditors to pursue his assets. Record-setting heat is crushing the West. CBS's Carter Evans is in Southern California.
In the Bay Area, authorities are investigating at least 19 potentially heat-related deaths. And in Oregon, there are at least 16 possible fatalities due to the recent heat wave. They're still shattering records in Las Vegas, now in its 10th straight day above 110 degrees.
If anyone listening still uses Redbox, it's going away. The parent company of the DVD and video game rental kiosks has now filed for bankruptcy. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with Aspirus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The four-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off a rough 1-0 loss to the Pirates. It snapped their streak of winning their last 9 home game series dating back to early April. The Pirates' 22-year-old right-hander Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going through 7 innings before leaving the game after throwing over 100 pitches. Pat Murphy says coaching his batters to try and wear down Skeens is not easy to do.
It's sensitive because if you think you get a pitch to hit and it's the one pitch you're going to get off this guy, hitting off this guy with two strikes is death. Not so easy to just say, well, just run the pitch count up. Well, you're 1-2, you got no chance of getting on a base. Look at the numbers, 1-2 or 0-2. There's an art to doing it.
Elsewhere, the Cubs with another shutout win over the Baltimore Orioles, this time 8-0. With the win, the Cubs sweeping the Orioles in Maryland. Chicago's now won 6 of their last 7 games with a 4-game winning streak still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Currently at 75 degrees.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll preview the start of the Republican convention, and the League of Women Voters will give us their take on those constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a person as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of this adventure blows in our ears, then imitate the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide. Hold hard the breath and bend up every spirit to your full height, for there is none of you that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game is afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge cry, is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. My name is Jefferson Smith, and it is my last day. Thank you again, and apologies to the bard. Tom, we'll return to you. Meanwhile, what subject should we broach, dear friends? It is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. The call number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925, and we will go to your phone calls. And I want to start by saying thank you. Each of us just does our part. What I'm hoping that each of us will do is just do our little part to make democracy a little bit better rather than a lot worse. And starting in our local communities and working brick by brick as best we can, whomever the nominee who is not Donald Trump, and right now it looks like that is Joe Biden, even if there is a change, to work together, to recognize that rather than focusing on the 20% of things upon which we might disagree, we can cleave together around the 80% of things that we do agree and help save this country and help build our democracy and our country a little bit stronger, help bend the arc of history towards justice, help improve that arc of the moral universe. And each of us can do our little part. And it has been an honor for me over these last 2 weeks, minus the 4th of July, to do a little part by being here with you. This is the thing I can do. I can spend a couple weeks here. And it's a gift to me, and I hope it has been worth your time, and we'll have a little bit more time today, and that time we focus on you. We will talk today to the Yale professor who diagnosed Dershowitz and lost her gig because of it. And we will also do a quick news with my dad. But why don't we jump straight to your phone calls? And I'm going to go, like, we have talked to Beachside Bill, but he was first today. So as soon as they make it live, I will talk to Beachside Bill. There we go. Beachside Bill, you are on the air.
Afternoon, Jeff. Let's hope all's well, and great to hear you filling in. Hopefully we'll hear from you soon. But I do appreciate what you've been doing and where you're coming from. I absolutely agree with you, and thank you for all that you're doing.
Thanks, sir.
I have a unique story here, and I'm reading the headlines now. It's called Researchers Mull Election Effect of Shark Attacks. And it's actually happened in history. You can Google all this. Back in 1916, on the Jersey Shore, there's a whole bunch of names here, but it's the affected communities. They punish incumbent Woodrow Wilson at the polls by 3 to 10 percentage points. So my point is here they were talking about it here in Florida, but you can Google the whole thing. But it's rather unique and interesting because it happens here a lot in Florida too. We've had several shark bites over the past month or so. And I just thought I wanted to bring something more enlightening on a Friday with all that's going on. I thought maybe I'd just throw that out there and see what you think.
So wait, what's happening with the shark attacks?
It has an effect on the community. It happened back in 1916. You can read about it. I can't get through the whole thing right now. But what happens is it scares the population. Like Jaws happened in 1975.
Sure.
Jaws didn't have a similar, the movie. It had a similar effect. And this happened on the Jersey Shore, but it actually affected the election in 1916. And I can't go through the whole thing.
Interesting.
Not near the computer.
So here's what I can say. And thanks, Bill. Thanks for all the blood donating you do, and appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
But I do have a thought, and I'll offer you the thought. And that is, so I don't have expertise on the linkage between shark attacks and human behavior in elections. I don't have anything. But what I do know is that frenzies occur, and feeding frenzies motivate not only sharks, but motivate human beings. And I think what we've seen multiple times, and in fact, the smartest strategy, I think when Trump attacks the media and decides he's never going to listen to it, part of what he's trying to do is keep away a feeding frenzy. Right now, what's been happening, when Joe Biden says, I'm sticking in the race, maybe that's because he's sticking in the race, maybe that's because he doesn't want to promote a feeding frenzy. He doesn't want to see there to be blood in the water and see sharks circle and get more frenzy-filled and bloodthirsty. Last word for you. Bill, last word for you.
I think we need to Trump. Oh, we can't hear you.
Oh, I can hear you.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
I think we need to Trump. We need to Trump. Like an umpire, and all that. But it did, when Trump brought up the shark thing with the batteries and all that, it's like a frenzy, like you said. So I agree with you. Thank you, Jefferson. I appreciate it.
So we'll be back in a moment. The reason I want to cover the Yale professor case is that we are now seeing there has come a feeding frenzy around the sitting president of the United States and around his mental fitness. A couple of interesting facts, by the way. NPR came out this morning with a Marist poll that shows that since the debate, that Joe Biden is increased his lead over Donald Trump by 1 point. So, and by the way, it's in the margin of error, so it tells us nothing. It's still basically a tie. That, to be clear, national polls in a presidential race are not as important as swing district polls, swing state polls. We should look at those. But he is doing essentially the same as the other potential Democratic nominees that people brought up. He's doing at 1 point better than Kamala Harris, which is basically a tie. He's doing, I think, exactly the same as Gavin Newsom, which is a tie. I think he's doing a point better than Gretchen Whitmer. And that this Marist poll that happened before, I think was 40, and this is without third-party candidates, by the way. When you add third-party candidates, he does a little bit worse. He loses a few points. But it was just head-to-head with Trump. It was like 49-49, and now I think it was 50-48, if I'm remembering the poll correctly from this morning's briefing. That's not me making a case that there's nothing to see here. That's not me making the case that there shouldn't be a robust discussion within the White House to make sure that Joe Biden is confident that he will be able to serve the duties that he has been serving and that he will be able to continue to serve those duties. But it's all I've asked for is humility. I haven't thumped my chest and say I know the answer. All I've asked for is humility, because we get so confident and so many pundits think they're so very smart and that they know. And like, yeah, you make a good point. And also consider the other points, because there are some other points. Let's go to Joe from WCPT Ain't Afraid of Me. You're on the air, Joe.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to make a couple points about the replace Biden issue. I mean, one, we're all on Team Democracy. We need to do whatever it takes to, make this country go in the right direction. And although some very thoughtful people are saying Biden should resign, what's not being thought out is somebody going to be able to get on the ballot in all the states in time for the election? We already had problems of court cases in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin where they're contesting Biden be on the ballot because of the timing of the Democratic convention this month.
Yeah, things can be done, but it ain't that simple. I appreciate the point.
Tom Hartman program.
It is complicated. We'll deal with some of that complexity. And by the way, we will only talk about the Biden stuff today. 202-808-9925.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, life insurance. The question I get the most is, do I really need it? Now, if you've got kids or a spouse or a loved one who depends on you, then yes, I've got two steps to help you get one. Step one, multiply your annual income by 20. This is how you estimate how much money you want the policy to be worth. It's called the coverage. It's how much money your loved ones get in case the unthinkable happens. Step two, look into a 20-year term policy for that amount. Term is just insurance lingo for a simple form of insurance. It covers you for a set rate of time, a term. The average cost of a 20-year term policy for most folks is between $26 and $30 a month. That's it, two steps to get you going. And then, if the unexpected happens, your loved ones can have some money to support them. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Over the break, we had a caller. Evan, I would have stuck with you. You hung up. I was down to continue the conversation. We had a caller, had a conservative caller, who was trying to put the focus on Project 2025's discussion of trans athletes and a former student athlete. He wants to elevate that issue. And what I hear from Trump supporters is so far now two things: either there's good things about Project 2025, or there's nothing to see here. It doesn't matter. And I am kind of curious which it is. I'm kind of like, hey, is it good and it should happen? Or is it bad and it shouldn't happen? And any of the stuff about, oh, no, it's not, nothing to see here, it's not really going to be related to Trump governance. All right, then what I would like to see is the 140 people who have been involved in the Trump administration who authored Project 2025 to say they don't stand by it and they're going to come up with a new plan. They published their transition plan. It happened with Reagan in 1981. It wasn't quite as drastic. It wasn't quite as obscene. But the Heritage Foundation did the same thing about 40 years ago. It helped put them on the map. And now they're doing a worse version up with Trump because they think they could get away with it. And they thought it would, this is the time. The head of the Heritage Foundation called it the second American Revolution. So conservatives will try the move of saying, no, it's either not that bad or some parts of it are kind of good. Or wait, hey, maybe we can beat up on trans kids. Come on, man. Those kids, those young people don't need to be a political punching bag. They're working to get through their lives. They're trying to make sure that humanity still loves them. They're trying to find their place in a world that too often is trying to make them the subject of derision, trying to threaten their lives. Too often trying to make them feel like they do not belong. And they're trying to, and the conservatives are trying to do it for political points. Trying to do it to say, oh, look at that, that's weird, that's different. We don't want to be abjectly racist, but we could be anti that. And then say it's about like, what if somebody's in the wrong locker room? And then voted for a president who walks in the locker room of little girls in beauty pageants. I know that there's not a real care about locker rooms, that's not what everybody's worried about. They're trying to focus on a thing that they can try to divert the critical questions that are facing the country. The big things, not about what bathrooms we use. I understand the move. So one move is, don't worry about Project 2025, or hey, look at some, there's some good things, there are good things in there. No, there aren't. Let's focus on the real stuff that's in there. And the other is, try to divorce ourselves from it. Trump cannot divorce himself from it. It is his transition plan. They put it on the internet. They said the quiet part out loud. His Confederates wrote the damn thing. It's fully vetted. It's fully proven. Anyway, I like it that the call brings it up. But I would have been happy to talk more about it. All right, let's go to your calls. Will from Bushkill.
Hey, Jefferson. Hey, real quick. I will make this quick, too. I just turned 67, okay? Yeah. I have memory loss. My wife is 3 years older than me. She has memory loss too. We don't have Alzheimer's. This is what happens to people when their brain ages. That has no effect, real effect on my life, and really, other than sometimes it's a pain in the ass trying to remember words that I used to know very easily. That's it. That's the full extent of it. What I think President Biden should just come out and do, clear this air once and for all, and just say that. Just say, here's the deal. I'm an old guy. I have some memory loss, but I don't have Alzheimer's, and I know what I'm doing. And by the way, this is going to happen to you too, people. So you better get ready for it. And so it comes down to this. If you want a Nazi, vote for the other guy. If you don't, vote for me. It's really that simple.
Here was maybe the most interesting thing, Will, about the poll that I learned this morning from the Marist poll, was that 67% of Americans, that's out of 100, that 67% of Americans think it's a bigger problem to be consistently dishonest than it is to be too old. And I knew a lot of people, the reaction of people I deeply respect, right? People I deeply respect. Yeah. So to be clear, people I deeply respect after the debate were very, very concerned. A bunch of people are very concerned, right? Half Democrats are concerned, and Republicans are just eating popcorn and watching. But my response more was, and maybe it's chicken, but it was more humility. It was, hey, I'm not sure how it'll play out. And I do think there should be a robust discussion within the White House to ensure that the president will be fit to be president. I don't want this layer upon layer, meta upon meta, isn't going to be a good enough TV actor. Okay, because the only reason I care about the TV actor thing is to make sure that they can do the job as president. But the thing I wondered was, well, if what the debate did was reinforce the idea that Joe Biden is old, well, I think that's already priced into the market.
Yeah,
I think they kind of know that. And if it's between the old guy and the felonistic fascist, I think the old guy's still got a chance. It's not me saying we got nothing to worry about. I think there's all kinds of stuff to worry about, but I think the old guy's got a chance. But last word for you, Will.
Everything you said, I agree with 100%. I really think that Biden needs to really, and by the way, stop being afraid to say real words. And he does that, but he should really call Trump what he truly is, a Nazi. Say it. Say the N-word, because the fascist word has lost kind of its power. This guy is a Nazi. Say you want a Nazi, vote for him. You want someone who's not a Nazi, vote for this old guy. This is not complicated. Thank you. Good night. God bless America. And walk away.
appreciate the call. John from St. Cloud, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I want to reinforce the last reader. I'm 86 years old, which is 2 years older than Biden will be after the end of his four-year term. I'm wondering, what is he too old for? He's been one of the most magnificent presidents in terms of controlling and doing the best for this country we've ever seen. I also want to mention, there's a subtext going on here. We as Americans love youth. We don't love old people. We avoid it. We know is that 86-year-old.
I appreciate that point. We're going to break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back over the break. And I do want to make sure we watch for that we don't just use ageism to infect this dialogue. It's a meaningful dialogue. Let's make sure we're getting the bias out of there.
Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom,
right.
T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. In New Mexico, Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer dismissed the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin, ruling the prosecution withheld evidence.
The state's willful withholding of this information was intentional and deliberate. If this conduct does not rise to the level of bad faith, it certainly comes so near to bad faith as to show signs of scorching.
The case cannot be retried. President Biden hit the campaign trail in Detroit this evening.
You made me the nominee. No one else, not the press, not the pundits, not the insiders, not donors. You, the voters, you decided. No one else. And I'm not going anywhere.
U.S. bankruptcy judge Sean Lane has tossed out Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case.
Lane criticized Giuliani for a lack of transparency about his finances during the proceedings and wrote Friday that he has not even retained an accountant, which is the most rudimentary of steps. Such a failure, Lane wrote, is a clear red flag.
CBS's Graham Cates. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are considering homicide charges against 4 Milwaukee hotel security guards. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee police have referred charges to the district attorney's office for 4 people involved in the death of Devontae Mitchell June 30th. Mitchell allegedly locked himself in a bathroom and was restrained by hotel security guards on the pavement, with video footage showing those guards holding his arms and legs. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office says they're waiting for toxicology reports before making a decision on charges. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee starts on Monday. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says the party is united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Not everyone who attended the Twisters premiere in L.A. last week was wrestled to the ground, but one protester was. During Glenn Powell's introduction of the film, someone ran into the theater carrying a sign that read, "There's no excuse for animal abuse. The film needs a disclaimer." The protester was referencing a scene in the film set at a rodeo where a calf's neck was twisted and it was wrestled to the ground. PETA protesters outside the event said the movie glorified animal violence. Word on the street is that the calf is a serious actor and practices hot yoga regularly and was likely uninjured. Still, there is no word yet from Universal Studios. The movie going year is just about halfway over, and Entertainment Weekly has put out its list of the 10 best films so far. The picks include Furiosa, Challengers, Dune 2, Civil War, The Bike Riders, Hitman, Inside Out 2, Thelma, The Idea of You, and somehow The Fall Guy. How many have you seen? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably. 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Currently at 75 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Republican Party didn't say anything about, oh, he has to retire and, you know, he has to leave. They didn't say none of that. It's a double standard, and I'm sick and tired of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a double standard.
Not only that. Yes, sir. Not only that, what about the Epstein file that just came out accusing Trump of molesting a 13-year-old? Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. I'm sick and tired of the media not doing their job.
Jesse, thank you for the call. And it's one of the reasons I appreciate this program and why we have Anything Goes Friday. And that means we're going to go to Brad from Prattville, Alabama.
Hey, Jeff, I just wanted to reach out and let some of your listeners know from North Alabama that they need to be alert that Moms for Liberty is coming for their libraries, particularly the Decatur Library. They are actively trying to get members on the board to stack it the same way they did here in Prattville so that they can remove any books that have anything contradictory to their beliefs. So if you are in the Madison area, the Decatur area of Alabama, Read Freely Alabama is one of the groups fighting this, League of Women Voters, Democracy Forward, And several other groups are working to combat these folks. Need to be alert, need to stay on target, and we need to get people that are well qualified to run our libraries, not just Christian nationalists. That's
I appreciate the call. Brad, you should explain, Moms for Liberty is a conservative organization, and they're working to essentially be book banners. Anything else you want to say to explain to people what Moms for Liberty are or what their moves are, how they try to accomplish their objectives?
So Moms for Liberty is a national organization. I will say that they do have ties to the Heritage Foundation. If you go to their Facebook page, which I would not recommend liking it, but if you want to get over there and browse, you'll see that they are also a huge proponent for Project 2025, and they're very proud of it.
Yeah.
They're not just taking over the libraries. They're taking over our school boards. They're taking over our state house, which we've, here in Alabama, we've always had a very conservative, to say the least, state house and government here. But they're trying to push it even further. And we really need to get as many people on board to reach out to your library board, start going to your city council, your county commission, your school board meetings, and let these people know they're not welcome. Their ideologies are not welcome in our towns. I don't care where it is. You know, earlier this week somebody said something talking about at the local level not having anything. I'm telling you, man, reach out there. You'll find that there are progressives no matter where you're at. I thought I was alone until about 7-8 months ago, and now there are groups of people all over the state that are fighting these folks. So get out there, get active, tag.
Appreciate it, Brad. Appreciate it. It's one of the reasons. So on my truck, I have it's one of the reasons I advocate for bumper stickers. It's not because I think bumper stickers fundamentally change the political conversation. That's not how I think the world works. But I think when you have a bumper sticker and it's thoughtful, it alerts other people. And I think it's even more important in exurban areas and rural areas and suburban areas. It lets other people know that they're not alone. I'll tell you a story. It's even related to the caller who was trying to say that all the Project 2025 did. He didn't say that, but he tried to earn points on trans kids, bathrooms, and youth sports. We painted on our house in 2019, Stop Trump. And it was painted big. We were repainting the house, and I asked my nephew. We had sort of a little family meeting. What color should we paint it? And it's big house, old place, been in the family a while. And I said, and he had two ideas. One idea was paint it all the colors. Like they got like the Pantone book or whatever. Just, it's all of them. And the other one was F Trump, but he spelled out the F with four letters. Everybody just laughed and laughed. I wasn't going to cuss out the neighbors, but I thought there was something we could do. So we decided to paint Stop Trump on the house. And I think actually if you Google Stop Trump house, you can see the image of it. I think there's some still lingering. And I remember the painter in good politics, and I told him about it. And on the last day, right before winter was coming, he said, I'm sorry, we're not going to be, it must have been 2019. He said, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to do it. You know, the weather's turning, we just don't have time. And I said, I understand. I appreciate you even just considering it. Hour and a half later, he calls me, I pick up, and he says, I'm on the ladder, we're doing it. He paints Stop Trump on the house. And big, right? Each letter is 3 feet high, 4 feet high. And maybe more, it was big. And I went the next day and checked in with the painters. It might have been that afternoon. It might have been the next day. I can't remember. And I said, what's the reaction been? And one of the painters said, oh, well, the same thing's happened three times. Same thing's happened three times. Woman's come up and said, excuse me, how long is that going to be up there? And he said, I don't know, a while, I think. And he said, good, because I'm getting some friends. We're going to take a picture. Then I knew we were in friendly territory and we'd get away with it. That's just a funny story. We kept it up there. And I thought we'd just keep it up there for a little while. I thought we'd keep it up there for, you know, like a week, a day, I don't know, a month. But every time we'd think about painting the house the way a normal person would paint their house, Donald Trump would do something crazy. He would just do something absurd. He would do something worse than crazy and absurd, something atrocious. So each time he kept, we can't, right after he makes fun of a journalist with disability, we can't paint over the house that day. Already separates kids from their parents and puts them in cages. We can't paint over it that day. After he makes friends with the most dangerous dictator in the world and promotes his talking points and undermines NATO, we can't paint over it that day. And so we ended up keeping it through the election, and we kept on keeping it. My dad wanted me to paint over it. I thought I should paint over it after the election. He said, well, maybe when they certify the results, I'm dead. No, have you been paying attention to this guy? What makes you think he believes? And I did not anticipate January 6th, to be clear, but it didn't shock me. Or no, how about we use this phrase we learned last week? It shocked but did not surprise. That I am not doing it until a different president is inaugurated. And so we had a little party. It was COVID time still. And so we invited folks. The news camera came. And people gathered. We served little sort of had toasts as we painted over it. And the first thing we did was we had a vote over which word we were going to paint over first. And I made clear, I said, we're going to do it democracy. But I think 75 people showed up or something out on our front sidewalk, right? Everybody's socially distanced at the time, right? It's COVID, if everybody can remember. It wasn't that long ago. And so we got to decide which word we're going to paint over first. Are we going to paint over the stop first or the Trump first? I said, listen, it's your decision. We'll go with the vote. But understand, if we paint over the stop first, it means for a brief moment, my house will just be painted Trump. And I don't know, that may persuade your vote. And yes, we decided to paint over. They paint over the Trump first. And then we did a toast. And then we passed out little things so people could toast. And then we painted over the S and the P. So it just said two. And then everybody had a toast. And we wanted to toast two. And it was a fun little ceremony. And people enjoyed it. And they went back to their lives. But the most meaningful thing that happened during that time, and I'm going to go back to bumper stickers, having the paint, I never would have anticipated doing that. But we had Stop Trump on the house painted big, and it was crazy, and it stayed a long time. And it was sort of like a giant bumper sticker, like the biggest bumper sticker anybody's ever had. And not on a car, but on a darn house. But the, and you know, the Proud Boys, when they came to town, they buzzed the tower, right? They circled, my brother and I were there, just sort of trying to stand and strong on the window in case anything weird went down, because they were driving around the block honking at us. But you know, no, nothing beyond that. No danger, fortunately, knock on wood. But here's the relevance of bumper stickers. As long as you imagine, as long as you understand my odd analogy of the big painted Stop Trump on the house as a bumper sticker, that somebody wrote a really nice note, that was a thing, and like I said, it really means something that people are willing to show courage, blah, 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 whatever. And all we did was paint a house, it wasn't that courageous. But a woman came to the door and knocked on the door. Remember when people would knock on your door during COVID? It was a little weird. It was like, oh, wait a minute, somebody's supposed to come to the door? What if we get each other sick? Remember that? It was just a little weird. And so when somebody knocked on your door, you paid attention. And I opened the door, and she had stood back and said, I'm sorry to bother you. I just want to let you know. I want to say thank you for that sign on your house. Because I have a trans daughter. And she thinks the whole world is against her. And she thinks the power of the United States government is against her. And she feels unsafe every day. But all I have to do is point at your house. And I can say, no, there's people on your side. In fact, even your neighbors. You're not alone. That when we express our views in even in quiet ways, even ways as humble as a bumper sticker in our car, I'm not saying it's going to persuade some Trump person that they don't like that person. That's not what I think. But what it might do is let somebody in your community know that they're not alone. Maybe somebody who's suffering abuse, maybe somebody who feels lonely, maybe somebody who feels under attack, somebody who feels scared, and they realize, I am not alone. And one of the greatest feelings in this world is knowing that we're not alone. That's why I appreciate this show, so we're not alone. We'll be back with your calls, 202-808-9925.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Anything Goes Friday. We'll see what goes. News of my dad at 10.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Gene, finish your point. I think you wanted to say something about the mechanics of replacing Biden.
Yeah. I mean, that's you think that the Democratic Party is starting to be divided now. Wait till we try and come to a consensus replacement nominee.
Yeah.
It's impossible, virtually impossible. If it's not Kamala Harris, which I think it should be, I think the Constitution makes that pretty plain.
Yeah.
And also, the other ones, they don't get all the money.
Yeah.
And do we have another primary for Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer?
Yeah, the reason I appreciate the phone call, and I got my eight, and I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to bring them out again because we're getting a bunch of calls on this. I'm almost going to ask people to pick their number of what they think should happen of the options between stay the course, do the Carville round robin, the contested convention, the jungle convention, hand it to Kamala, the Ezra Klein vigorous campaign schedule. Option six was evaluating tasks related to the job. That's my favorite. Doing additional cognitive tests, but also demanding it for Trump, including psychological testing. And then doing private tests related to the job, making sure that Joe Biden is up for it. But Gene, thank you so much for the call and just helping make sure we see 360 degrees on this thing. All right, let's go to Alvin. Alvin, you watched the press conference last night from Greeley, Colorado?
Oh yes. Hi, Jameson. First of all, I wanted to say, you were talking about bumper stickers. I have bumper stickers on my car.
Nice. What's your favorite?
Proud, Alvin? World Family Democrat.
Alvin, what's your favorite bumper sticker? Biden.
Yes. But talk about the press conference. Biden gave a great press conference. He was asked detailed questions, gave detailed answers, right? You know, let me address point A first, et cetera. And yet, I turn on MSNBC, and some NBC reporters like, he made a verbal flaw. He said something wrong. You know, like, it was all negative. Like, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I think what I understand you saying is that you, from your impression, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm gathering what you're saying is that you think Biden did a pretty good job. He stood up there, answered a bunch of questions. Yeah, he screwed up a couple of words, but generally speaking, he thought he did a pretty good job. Is that a fair characterization?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, exactly. I think that's
I mean, someone with a cognitive deficit could not do that.
So Sean said right before we started the show, she said, it seems to me like Joe Biden, because I've been saying, well, maybe he should do a cognitive test. And Sean said, well, it seems like he just had a 60-minute cognitive test yesterday. Alvin, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for calling in and being part of the community. All right. Love you, man. Rachel, you are on the air from Needham. I think I pronounced that correctly, in Massachusetts.
Yes, you did. Hi, Jefferson. How are you today?
Doing great.
Great. Hey, I just want to quickly say that I really like the story about painting that on your house.
That's absurd.
And I have a quick similar story. My mother was the associate director of the ACLU here in Boston. Mm-hmm. And when I was a bunch younger, she painted the front door of our brick house with a yellow background with the big white numbers of the house of our house. On the front door, and we were the scorn of our neighborhood. So I totally understand about, you know, oh, should I paint this or should I not? So I really related to your story, and kudos to you guys. The reason I'm calling is because I heard this morning from actually Simon Rosenberg. Mm-hmm. I was listening to his Hopium.
Yeah, the Hopium guy, H-O-P-I-U-M. He gives good news, reason to anticipate and be optimistic. Go on.
Exactly. So he was saying that we have to be aware that the bots are going to be back like they were in 2016. Well, I wasn't on social media back then, but back in 2016. But, you know, they're going to be doing the both sides. So we have to, if you're someone who does digital a lot and is on Twitter and all that stuff, which I am not really, please be aware that, you know, whoever you're talking to could be a bot.
So I am so glad you said this, and because I should almost bring this up every day, but certainly on Anything Goes Friday, that we did an interview with David Gilbert. If you go to Democracy Nerd, you can check it out. He is a disinformation expert for Wired magazine. And I asked, and we were talking about bots, and I said, you know, it seems like, is there a service that helps identify what are the topics that are the most shared, that seem to be the most popular, therefore they're the most divisive or the most anti-American or the most pro-Trump or the most, you know, pro-Putin? And it would seem that somebody could compile a service, somebody could put together a service that would compile what are the topics that are being most vigorously pushed by Russian bots. And wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't that be useful? And he said, yeah, it could be, but he had two responses. At first, if you try to create such a service, it too could be manipulated and exploited. And he said, and second, you don't need that service. And he said, the best way to know what's being pushed is just to look at what's trending on Twitter. What's trending on X. That is almost a perfect map of the things that are being pushed by Russian bots. Isn't that scary? And this guy was not a partisan advocate. Now, this is the Wired magazine expert on press disinformation and social media disinformation. And he said the way to evaluate, the way to look, what messages that Russian bots want to push. These big bot farms, these big buildings where a bunch of people go in there and operate thousands of accounts. Is if you want to know the messages they're pushing, just look at the list of trending topics on Twitter, on X, on Elon Musk's service, and then you'll know. Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. That was eye-opening for me, and I'd like everybody to know that, so I said it out loud. We'll be right back. You know what I almost said? Yeah, I almost said this is Donald Trump's show. I almost said those words. It is not Donald Trump's show. He has all kinds of stuff. He has houses. He has family members. He owns all kinds of stuff. This is not his show. It's very different than that. This is your show. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi. How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
Thanks.
That. That's
wow, that's
really
unbelievable.
Impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.